quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You're tuned into Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwajalein First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Ketse, Kwajalein, and Stolo First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and wow, haven't you noticed it's been a really, like, Canadian winter, right? Like, think about it. Like, the past 2 or so months, maybe since, like, the middle-ish end of November to basically now, when I'm recording this, is it's, you know, the end of January. It's been pretty Canadian. Canada has seen a new place in the spotlight on the global stage through things that seem pretty opposite of each other. I think on one hand, there is the success of the gay hockey show, the gay Canadian hockey show. But then also last week, Prime Minister Mark Carney delivered this speech at the World Economic Forum that really seemed to rock the world for the first time in, you know, quite a few years. Canada is being praised again in the quote-unquote international community, and is just an observer of these phenomena. It's very interesting. Right now, I think, is a really... it's a very, I don't know, just fascinating time, I guess, to kind of be Canadian and to also, it's the appropriate time to really ask the question, what does it mean to be a Canadian? How do people perceive who we are? Let's explore some of that on today's episode of Typically Tuesdays. And I've laid out the framework already of what we're going to be talking about, what I'm going to be talking about anyways. I'm definitely going to be talking about heated rivalry. And then I'm also going to be talking about Mark Carney at the World Economic Forum. And there's so many things to consider and to pay attention to if you are a person living in Canada. And also, if you are a person who happens to not live in Canada, and if you stumbled onto my program, thank you. So many things to stew on and think about today, and that's the episode of Typically Tuesdays that we've got going on. In terms of music on the playlist, I don't really even know how to explain what this playlist is. It's, like, kind of heavy, and it, like, is a little bit pointed, I guess. You'll understand as we listen to, as we unfold our discussion today. Let's say that. Let's get started then with the first track of the show. Here is OBGMs with To Death. Enjoy.
I'll just do it. Oh, I'll just do it. day's over, man, there's nothing next. Now I can breathe without hands on my neck. No recollection like dreams we forget. All of the pieces we try to connect. This is the end of the daily request. This is the end of the circle of thirst. Now we die till we're dead, take it to death.
This is Bird Note. I'm J. Drew Lanham, an ornithologist, naturalist, and writer, and this is a note I've written to a bird I love. Dear Pileated Woodpecker, first off, do you prefer a long eye or short? Just want to make sure I start off right. Personally, I go for the pileated pronunciation and not the pileated one. Potato, potato, right? Speaking of names, been wondering what you think of all the Lord God bird stuff. People mistaking you for the long-lost ivory bill woodpecker. I mean, after all, that huge ivory bill used to give you guys a run for your biggest pecker money back in the day. Yeah, I know. The difference is obvious. But trust me, I know what it's like for someone to see big and black and fall to assumption. Exhausting, ain't it? Anyway, just wanted you to know I appreciate all that mistaken identity nonsense you put up with, and it's pretty awesome the way your calls make even the suburban woodlots seem like faraway wildness. I really don't like the whole Hen of the Woods name some folks gave you way back when, but I'll let you choose the best name for you. Hoping the hammering headaches aren't too bad and the profiling doesn't cost you your own identity. All best, Drew.
Back here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie, and as I said at the top of the show, it's been a pretty Canadian winter, hasn't it? Like, Canada is really being praised for things at the moment. And I don't know. I don't want to say that it's complicated, because I feel like that is such like a quick way to say that I don't want to think about it. But truthfully, it is a very interesting time right now to be a person who has so many opinions about the Canadian state, who also obviously like lives in Canada, and to some extent is involved. Not even to some extent. And is a person of Canadian society, right? I think all of this really started with the success and global acclaim that the hit television series Heated Rivalry has gained. If you're not aware of what Heated Rivalry is, to break it down for you very quickly, it is a Canadian-produced television series, originally adapted from a series of novels called Game Changers. Heated Rivalry is just one of the books in the Game Changer series. And Heated Rivalry, the book, and the television show are about a Canadian Major League Hockey player and a Russian Major League Hockey player who are kind of like enemies on the ice, falling in love with each other. And we follow their journey from being just rivals to then becoming friends with benefits to becoming lovers. And the program is really good, you know. It is actually of like great quality. It is really well acted. The direction and cinematography is quite good compared to like most television shows these days. At the same time, you know, it also, the question about queer representation in this program is very It's very complicated for various reasons. And what I will say about about it is, it is exciting to see a very intimate relationship between two men unfold in a way that is full of yearning and passion, centrist consent, and also where in which neither of them like perish at the end. So that's great on its own. But like the success of Heated Rivalry and the global acclaim that it is received is very interestingly quite quickly followed by the global acclaim that a speech delivered by Prime Minister Mark Carney has received, in which he kind of calls out U.S. hegemony, but then also just like basically does the same dang thing that like any leader of a settler colonial country would do. Or maybe I can more accurately say that a leader who was once a banking executive, a leader of a settler colonial country who was once a banking executive would do. It's just been fascinating times, right? Because on one hand, you know, Canada right now is getting a lot of attention on its arts and culture. Or maybe that's not really the accurate way to say it. Canada is receiving a lot of praise, mainly for Heated Rivalry. I mean, I think you and I both know, like, we listening to, like, independent grassroots radio and media in Canada, we know that there's a lot of really quality arts and culture that comes out of Canada, right? But Heated Rivalry right now is just on the lips of everyone around the world. And for the first time in a very long time, a lot of people all over, including Canadians, are like, hey, actually Canada makes good stuff. And on the other hand, you have the speech by our Prime Minister, which on the surface appears pretty cool because he, one, calls out U.S. hegemony and the need for the world to shift away from that. But two, Carney's speech seems cool because only certain clips of it have really made headlines and gone viral. If you listen to his full speech, the full speech that he delivered at the World Economic Forum last week, Carney is actually just, he's just being a banker, to be very real with you. And at the same time, he is not really I don't really know how to say this other than like he's not really doing the thing that I think a lot of more progressives or want to see from any leader of the world, which is to actively like undo the structures and systems that exploit the land and people. But it kind of sounds that way in the clips that have gone viral of his speech at Davos because he talks about U.S. hegemony. And I feel like, for me, as, you know, a lefty Canadian, I'm just kind of sitting here being like, this is a weird position to be in right now. You know, for the first time in many years, Canada has received the spotlight on the global stage. I think maybe the last time we got this much attention really was the confirmation of the unmarked graves in Tecumloops. And that really shattered the image that many people around the world had of Canada, because it confirmed the violations of human rights and the colonial atrocities that have occurred that allows Canada to be the nation state that it is now. And so when... How should I put this? I guess when the leader of our country is doing something that seems to kind of like push against the quote unquote old systems and whatnot, it helps bring back a little bit of that image that some people around the world have had of Canada before the confirmation of the unmarked child graves at Tecumloops became global news. Which, you know, has long always been like, Canada is an underdog, Canada is kind and does what's right, Canada is just... Is just a kind, sweet guy, you know? He's just here. He's never committed any atrocities before. I'm using he, him pronouns because for whatever reason, the character from Hitalia, Canada, just popped into my head, which is just so cursed and awful and very... Perhaps you know that reference, and if you don't, I do not feel comfortable explaining it to you. I'm very sorry. but it is a comic. It was a webcomic created by an imperial nationalist. So I will not go on with that. But you know, oh my goodness, not to get off the topic, but you know, it is, I think, for a lot of people, particularly maybe like kind of like liberal progressives in Canada, it is a very welcomed, or the positive attention that Canada is getting right now is very welcomed. Because, yeah, it helps bring back some of that like positive image that some people have had of this country. And I'm not saying that this episode of Typically Tuesdays is meant to shatter any of that, but it is to do what Mark Carney said in his speech. If you listened to the full thing, and I really encourage you to give it a listen. It's on YouTube. I think, you know, the whole video is like 30 minutes long, but the speech is like less than 15. And then he does like a little discussion afterwards. But I'm going to take a page out of his book. In his speech at Davos, at the World Economic Forum, Carney talked about the need to ground ourselves in reality. And of course, he's talking about the reality that the U.S. empire is beginning to collapse. it is more sustainable for the quote-unquote middle powers to make their own alliances and have essentially multilateral alliances rather than just to solely rely on the U.S. I think for much of the rest of today's episode of Typically Tuesdays, I'm trying to help us stay grounded in the reality of what it means to live in a quote-unquote middle power settler colonial state. Despite the praise that Canada is getting on the arts and culture front and also in the political economic front with that speech by Carney, if we really are going to move forward towards more prosperous and easier times for people in Canada and beyond, we have to continue to interrogate the settler colonial practices, the imperialist practices of the state. Yeah, I know I started off by talking about heated rivalry, and maybe you thought that it was going to be a fun episode today. I don't know. Maybe I'll talk more about gay hockey later on in the show. But that, you know, just trying to set the tone of, like, the next little bit of the program, you know. Please know, this nation state is never above criticism on Typically Tuesdays. So gear up for that, I guess, or stick around for that, I suppose. We're gonna listen to some more music. Coming up next, we've got Ombegeze with a track called Photograph. Enjoy.